Hebrews 10:26 says, "For if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." And people have taken the liberty to interpret this as meaning that if we continue in sin, that somehow that revokes our salvation. But the verse never even talks about salvation. What this is talking about is not the sacrifice of Christ, but rather the Old Testament animal sacrifices that believers were commanded to do on a daily basis to atone for daily sin, a practice that's been repealed in the New Testament, especially since verse 4 says that it's impossible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. What we need is the permanent atonement for sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, which is why verse 10 says, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." You see, the blood of Christ atones not only for my past sins, but it even extends to my future sins. What Hebrews 10 is teaching us is that there's an earthly punishment for a believer's willful sin, which is why verse 28 says, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses," referring to that earthly punishment.